Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to dive headfirst into the madness that is Love Island Season 7. Episode 12 saw a lot. We saw a competition. We saw crash outs like we've never seen before. We've seen Alondra kiss more men in one day than we saw through the entirety of the season. And then we saw America put their foot on Huda's neck only for Austin to let it go. But all of that said, I'm excited to be joined by my co-host now, joining me probably, I think, every Sunday here on the Love and Reality Podcast to break down all things and all things reality here, but obviously the central focus of Love Island. But let me introduce her. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. I'm so excited to be your new co-host. And so much to unpack right now. It's just ridiculous.
It's kind of borderline insane because there's so much. Like we even talked about, like, right before we went on here, it's almost you want to get to the point where you want to tap into the right away, the what the fuck did we just watch? But also there's so much to unpack on this episode as well. We could talk about the early stages of the episode where we kind of knew where, well, first off, we kind of knew that there was going to be some butting of the heads between Jeremiah and Huda, right? This is a consistent thing. We're used to seeing it. It's a every moment, every 5 second thing. So they're sitting down talking, and this is where, like, it gets really crazy. Like, she says, or he says, yeah, I talked to Iris or whatever, and we kind of had a good conversation, but I told her that, you know, we were having some things, but you're my girl. All she heard was, is you spilling my tea.
It was mad. Like, what? Why? What was that? I feel like her showing she's mad is her showing, like, she cares or whatever it is. But it's just like, he can't.
Yeah. Can't show any emotions. He can't do anything. And to be honest with you, as we start to unpack these two in this relationship, I want to say one thing. I understand Huda is a problem, and there's a lot that Huda does wrong. I think she has commitment issues, or maybe she just wants to be in a relationship so bad, and I get it. But Jeremiah is not innocent either, okay? Jeremiah is playing along with the thing. Now, let's be for real. We did see, and we do know for a fact, that Jeremiah and Huda are the first couple of the season to bump uglies, okay? We know for a fact now that these two got it on, like, right next to the bed with, I don't really know who's in the bed next to them, but.
But she said it like we didn't know.
Right. Like, we knew.
Well, I think she was talking. I have a secret. I have to tell you, like, come on now, girl. We know.
I think she was more like trying to brag to the girls. You know what I mean? We know she knows and they know that we know. But we're going to dive into this gentleman here in a little bit because I think America is going to have him on the hit list. But Ooh. Can we talk about this Austin crash out too with Shelly? My favorite thing about this entire conversation is how it plays out. Austin cries to Shelly and says, Shelly's like, I like a confident man, which respect. I like a confident man that is self-aware and confident in knowing his place in our relationship, only for this man to say 5 minutes later that he wants to explore this thing with Iris. Where's all these Team Ace people at? Speak now.
I am so done. No, it's just like, why is Austin still on here?
Oh, I just make a wish relationship's got to go. I mean,
not make a wish.
I'm telling you right now, this make a wish relationship, Austin, one. He is, it's his, like, last dying wish that he wanted to be on Love Island. And he then not only did he end up on Love Island, he ended up with the baddie that's Shelly, and then Make-A-Wish. He got another Make-A-Wish whenever he got to make out with Alondra and everybody else did. But Austin has got to go.
I don't. And he let us down today. Like, this was even more reason for him to go after today. Like, come on now. And I feel like Shelly really doesn't like him. I don't know why. I'm like, girl.
Hey, you want to know why? You want to know why she's staying so close to Austin? It keeps your ass on the island.
True.
Because if she's coupled up, you ain't coupled out, you out. Ace ain't trying to couple nobody.
Ace is there for shits and giggles. That's what I think. Ace is there to crack jokes and do his own thing, but he's not serious. I don't think he's really looking for love.
No, Ace is here to be entertainment. And I mean, look, don't get me wrong. He does do a pretty good job at it. All right, let's be real.
No, he does. For sure.
He's the guy that, like I said, I've said it before, he's the guy that gives you the advice, but doesn't follow his own advice or doesn't even like attempt to try to do it. You brought this up. This was the one that you brought up. This is the one we got to talk about. Break down your thoughts on your girl, Hannah, who one minute has Pepe's tongue down her throat, and then the next minute is
one
mad.
One minute she has Pepe's tongue down her throat. The next minute she's upset because...
Charlie's trying to explore the other things.
Okay, but Amaya's doing all this crying. Like, she needs to calm down. And I personally feel like Amaya would give Charlie a chance. But Hannah, she's playing both sides right now.
Yeah, it's... To me, the whole situation with Amaya doesn't make any sense. So, for me, I don't foresee... I don't like... Amaya. I used to like Amaya. I liked that when they battled with Ace, I kind of liked what she did. And for those of you watching as well, popping in and out, comment your thoughts on Love Island. We would love to read out your comments to everybody as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But to me, kind of what made me mad was is there's no consistency. Charlie was upset, which, okay, perfectly fine. He kind of crashed out because Hannah and Pepe came out from this area. Pepe had his, like, you know, the makeup all over him. She was honest, which credit to Hannah for being honest, but you cannot be okay with making out with a dude and then 3 seconds later be mad because of the crash out. Like, you can't be mad because he's trying to have conversations with somebody else.
No, she can't. She can't be upset by that, but it seems like she doesn't really like Pepe. I feel like she does really like Charlie. But she likes the attention that she's getting from Pepe.
Yeah. And the thing about it is if we're looking at the end of the day, and not to fast forward, but if you look at the end of the day, the main reason why X, Y, and Z is eliminated is because of her. I mean, it really is. Because, I mean, well, let's be real. The real reason why Charlie's probably gone is America. But that's beside the point.
No, really.
Or Austin, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Hannah was like, she had an absolutely crazy, because when you think about it, we wouldn't have voted for Pepe and Hannah if she doesn't go after him the way that they do, that she does. Because Pepe could have slid into other people's DMs over here, you know what I mean? And it would have been perfectly fine. True. So I don't think it would have been any different here. So, all right, let's talk about this challenge, right? We got Wood. You know, Austin or Nick really seemed concerned that it was going to be a dick measuring competition. So good thing for him that it wasn't, apparently. But
I can't wait till we talk about Nick. Oh my God.
Paige from Summer House has arrived on the scene. I'll tell you what, I didn't take many notes, but I did take a lot of pictures. This entire scene, what was it? Was Alondra the only name in the basket?
Listen. And I'm like, even, what's his name? Jalen. He was like, I didn't even pick you because everybody and their mom picked you to kiss.
Right.
She's like, I'm not going to kiss for the next 2 months. And I don't blame her.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor was down bad in this scene. And it was kind of funny. But obviously the big moment was where Jeremiah. So the thing about it, I saw somebody say this. It was so Jeremiah got Alondra too. They went into the little room. The door kept on opening. And I want to point this out. The producers knew what they were doing. That door was flimsy for a reason, because that thing kept on opening back and forth. Now, there was only one, I think. Who was the only one that went in there and faked it? Who was that?
I don't remember. Who went in
there? There was somebody that went in there and faked it.
I know. Jeremiah said he was. What did you want me to do? Go in there and fake it for 20 seconds?
Which somebody else had did, and Huda obviously, you know, knew that for a fact. If somebody would have brought Huda in there, she would have been having their tongue down her throat too. So
just like she did the last, I think, was it the last episode when the bombshells came
out? Here it is. Thank you, Hamilton. Taylor and Sierra. Went in there and they went in there together and didn't do anything. They just made the noises or whatever it was. And that was hilarious. So it's like they had the option not to stick each other's tongues down their throat, but also at the same time, like, it was perfect because I loved it. I loved that moment. It was hilarious. But Huda, not only do we have the wall so she can't see them to make out, right? Not only we have that, but she sneaks into like the bushes. Like she's a detective busting somebody for the first, like she was in the bushes. Like it was hilarious.
My thing is, when the bombshells came in and she kissed them, it was fine.
Yep.
It's okay for her to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even trying to stick up for Jeremiah, but it's okay for her to do it. But when Jeremiah does it, it's like, why would you do that? You could 100%. Have been. I feel bad for people.
What do we got here? I feel bad for people piling on Huda, but also her behavior. And see, this is, I agree with this. Hamilton, I agree with you 100%. I agree because I don't feel like it's all Huda. And everybody's making it out to be just her. He even says, okay, so let's take the Huda crash out for just a minute. Just a minute, okay? Let's take that crash out. He said, and I quote, to Iris, hey, when he said this to Huda, he goes to her and says, hey, I just want to let you know that I told her that we might have had a bad day, but you were my girl. He said that about Huda to Iris. That means you are my girl. He is staking as much claim in this situation, this relationship, as Huda is. He's also putting his thing inside of her as well, folks. So he's staking his claim to this relationship. It's not just Huda. Huda is an easy target, and I get it. And this is going to sound crazy because here I am defending Huda. But she's not. They're both the problem. Yes. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
That look she gave him, I felt it on the other side of the screen.
And you know what? Let's go ahead and dive right into it, right? So we found out the craziness of what America did. So Ariana arrives to tell the world that, or tell our Love Islanders that America, yes, us Americans, had gotten the chance to go onto the app and vote for coupling. So we were going to find out who America voted to couple with Jalen, Pepe, and Iris. Before we do that, Ashley, did you vote?
Yes, I did. I have
my vote here. Who did you vote for?
Okay, let me get my vote out.
We're going to see if you're part of the problem.
I am. I'm a part of the problem. Because, yes, I chose Jeremiah to couple up with Iris.
Oh, she's a troublemaker.
Yes. I had to be. I chose Amaya to couple up. And I chose Sierra.
To couple up. So you chose. Okay. So I chose Jalen. Jalen, I did pick Alondra. Even though I like Taylor, Pepe, I picked Hannah, and then Iris, I picked Ace.
I like Taylor. I feel like he's harmless. Yes, I feel like he has to show more. Like he has to show more for Alondra. I get it, but I'm not ready for him to go yet.
So this is my problem with Taylor. I question whether or not he truly does care about Alondra. or whether he's trying to stay in the game for the next big bombshell. That's my big problem.
Okay.
And I think this is because he was very weird towards her. But now, even so, Alondra kind of clocked him for this too, because Alondra was like, does he like me or is he just mad because Jalen's pursuing me? You know what I mean? Like, there's a mixed bag of goods there between these two. And that, to me, is causing some of the riff, I think, there. Now, if another bombshell came in, but still, I will say this at the same time, I feel like maybe Taylor is coming around to Alondra, and it's like a slow burn, and I get that.
That's what you know I'm what saying. I think it's a slow burn. Like, I wasn't really ready for him to, so that's why I didn't choose Alondra. I would have, but I'm like, oh, I don't want Taylor to go home yet. Like, he was up there tonight, and I was like, damn.
Yeah. So, and which we're going to talk about that in just a second, because there was a surprise pick there. Now, there are couples. So obviously Ariana announces that their couples will be broken up, leaving the three singles and vulnerable. Now, Jalen did match with Alondra, putting Taylor in jeopardy. Pepe matched with Hannah, leaving Charlie in jeopardy. And then, of course, we had the single most hilarious moment so far. And even picking on Huda as is, we did have a hilarious moment that led to many good reactions, including this one right here on our screen, where we have Huda just absolutely befuddled at to what happened. And just completely befuddled at this. So my big thing here is this. None of these were surprising. Everybody was expected, but everybody was shocked there at the villa. Like, everybody was genuinely shocked, right? What was your... I want to know your instant reaction. You hear Jeremiah. What did you think? And then how did you feel about the reactions from everybody?
So before I even get there, for some reason, yes, I did vote for Jeremiah to couple up with Iris. And I'll stand on that hill. But I, for some reason, I was like, I feel like America's going to choose Ace. For some reason.
I can see that because people like Ace.
They do. They like Ace. And her and Ace kind of have a little, connection right now. But when she said Jeremiah, I was in here clapping like I was watching a basketball game. I was like, let's go! Like, that's what we needed. And his face was shocked. Iris's face was shocked. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I agree with Hamilton.
Hamilton,
here.
I agree.
You had to vote for Jeremiah was the most entertaining choice. Yeah, exactly. Hamilton said you had to vote for Jeremiah was the most entertaining choice. Exactly. Now, can we talk about for just a minute? I have to bring this up. Okay, the most interesting next level to the situation here was Ariana announces something that shocked us all. This shocked us all, right? When she announces that the people that were not selected, right, or not separating couple, got to pick who was going to be sent home. Okay, this moment really shocked us all. Okay, I didn't see this coming. You know what I mean? I didn't expect anybody to be sent home tonight. The one person that was really shocked in this moment was this person. What the hell was going on here?
No, see, now you're about to piss me off. Why was
she zooming for you?
This is all she did the whole episode was cry, like. Amaya, calm down, honey. It's never that serious. It's given the Kim Kardashian meme. Like, stop it.
I was blown away because she's like, oh my God, what a fuck. I can't believe we're going to do this. Why do we have to do this? What are we going to do?
No. Like, girl.
I haven't seen a crash out on this episode since Bella Dash A left and Huda felt like a family member was murdered.
Stop, because my niece texts me and she says that Huda thinks that America viewed them as Hannah and Marco.
All right. So this all led after this hilarious crash out. We'll have to go back to that in a minute. But this led to this moment here that we all were very interested to see play out, right? This was going to be where it was at. It came down to Taylor, Charlie, and Huda, with Sierra, Nick, Austin, Shelly, Ace, Amaya picking. Now, first things first, we're going to break down pick by pick, okay? and everybody watching. See, look, okay, hold on. Look right here. Alondra is so pure, confessed don't to her like it was a big deal. Look, I love Alondra, okay?
Love
like
her.
We all do. She's love a star. Her. We needed to make it happen. What's up, DJ, as well? All right, so we have these three. We're going to go pick by pick, break down your thoughts together. Sierra picked Charlie. Thoughts on that, Ashley, first.
Sierra picked Charlie, and I wasn't surprised because I think that Sierra likes this Alondra and Taylor situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's cool with her, and I think she was like, all right, let me pick Charlie.
Because the thing about it is I felt like two things happened here. I didn't think none of the girls I felt like were going to pick the girl. Right. So it was almost as if it was Taylor or Charlie. Sierra feels closer to Alondra than she does Hannah, who's obviously a late addition. Right. So to me, that's where you intertwine those two. So this one didn't surprise me. Nick drops one of the most hilarious lines ever. And I think you had it pulled up. But him dropping that bomb on Huda, that wasn't surprising. Like, but he like went in.
No, Nick had that speech ready. Nick was ready to call her name. He wanted her out, and I think it's because he's trying to protect Jeremiah. Like, he's never been team Huda and Jeremiah. So that wasn't a surprise to me. But I think that Huda thought that her and Nick were closer because she told him she has a child. She even said, oh, you're going to be the best uncle ever. Like, girl, calm down.
So what happened here is Nick has been exactly.
DJ said, I knew most of the women were going to pick Charlie.
And the thing about it is, these comments are cracking me up. DJ said, Nick has been waiting to vote her out since day one. And see, that's the thing. He's the one that I said from the beginning. I was like, why are you going to spill the tea to Nick, who really doesn't like you? So like, she was telling him about the baby dad, and how he handled that situation was really nice, and I thought he did that. And then Nick,
he did.
Can we talk about Nick and his cold sores? Is he making out with everybody? Because everybody's going to get tested when they leave, all right?
Have you seen on TikTok, they're like, Nick and Ace both had cold sores, and they were like, oh, did they, like, who brought, like, they have a lot going on. Everybody just needs to stop kissing each other for about a week or two.
There's some saliva, some spit being swapped in the place.
Yes.
And they need to chill out because, I mean, like, Alondra has, you know, whatever everybody else has, she now has too, because it is what it is. But there's a lot of swapping spit. I'll tell you what, this is another episode that I'm telling you, about 5 years, it's going to be, you're going to have that attorney come up and send you an email and be like, hey, did you get saliva spilt on you? Were you too close to your TV while you watched Love Island? You are subject to compensation.
You are subject to compensation.
Here's $5. You know what I mean? All right. So in what I believe is the most shocking, just absolute shocking moment.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
And I'm going to put this on a pedestal and I'm going to rant about this. This to me was probably the most shocking moment of the season. And I know it's going to be crazy for me to say this. Okay. And it's probably is. All right. But this man right here, let down America. Okay.
Get him off my screen, please.
This man right here.
He needs to go. He had one job.
Because at the end of the day, it's probably a tie. If we think about it, right? It's 3-3. I would have loved to have known what happens if we get a tie.
So wait. Oh, if it was a tie. Oh, what I don't happens? Know. I don't know.
Also, DJ, I just got this gift, or just got this in my head. I was reading it, and I was like, the gift that keeps on giving, and you were talking about the cold sore, and now it just, like, literally LOL'd, like, in my head, I had to let you know about that, because that's actually funny.
I don't know what they would have done if it was a tie. So, wait, Taylor only had one vote, right?
And Shelly was pissed. See, there's a lot that's going to unfold post, because she's like that. She looked at him and says, when he sits down, I'm almost positive, and I'm going to have to watch it back. She looked at him and said, that was fucked up. I don't know. So it doesn't make sense to me what Austin was doing what Austin was doing. Because if you remember, well, Austin was talking to Charlie and Shelly earlier. I don't know. It just blew my mind. Picking Taylor. Well, was not on the table for me.
Listen, it wasn't on the table for me either. When he said that, I was like, what? All I know is that after the recoupling, I definitely would be giving Austin the side eye. So I hope Taylor keeps that in his head, because Austin needs to be the next to go.
Yes, 100%. And the thing about it is right now they're going to stay close. Him and Shelly are going to stay close just based on the fact they don't have anybody else. Ace is trying to get him some of that Iris. And those two, I think, are going to end up coupling up at the next recoupling, with Jeremiah and Huda ending up back together. But we'll talk about that in a second. So we have one vote Charlie, one vote Huda, one vote Taylor. Shelly was pissed, okay?
Shelly's pissed because she's looking out for her girl.
Thanks for joining us. It's a really recap. We're talking about the picking of the votes. Let us know your thoughts there in the comments, okay? So Shelly was up next. No brainer for me. This, I knew before she even stood up. When Ariana said, Shelly, it's your turn, no brainer.
That she was going for Charlie.
100%.
Yeah, no, I figured that too. I was like, yeah, she's definitely going to pick Charlie, because number one, Huda's our girl. And yes. Number two, Orlando. Am I saying her name right? Orlando?
Alondria?
Alondria.
Yeah, yeah.
That's her homegirl too.
There is everybody. Okay, so I'm going to pause this apparently for a moment, because Nick's everybody is Nick's mom.
Okay, but everyone, and not just his mom. I see so many people. They're like, they need to be together.
Who are you?
The first episode.
Look, I do not stay in this relationship, and I'll tell you why. Alondra deserves better.
Oh, neither do I. I also have been hearing on the TikTok streets that he is into open relationships.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I think that's why he picked Sierra, because Sierra seems like a free spirit.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And my thing is this, she's talking about Nick. I mean, first of all, we need to get Austin off the show because he's a Trumpy, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
Whoops. All right. So yeah, the thing about it is, Nick, to me, I went on the show for comedic relief, but I don't like Nick.
Nick was never my favorite. Okay, I will say, the first episode when he chose to kiss Orlandria, I was like, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But then I'm like, no, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. No. So, look, and to be honest with you guys, I just want to throw this out here and say this, and I'm going to say this with my full wholehearted chest here. Austin let America down. Not only did he let America down, you know, in this most recent episode of, you know, Love Island USA episode 12, but he let America down back in November too. If you get it, you get it. All right.
If you get it, you get it. Yes, DJ. They're moving free.
Yes, moving free like that. All right. So then Ace stood up, and Ace's speech was dumb as shit. Okay. Actually, I want you to, for the audiences at home that are watching this right now, Austin can't count. He was trying to save Charlie.
Oh my gosh.
DJ with the bomb. Austin can't count. He was trying to save Charlie, but that racism blinded him.
No, he didn't care. He was like, who's up there? Oh, no, Taylor got to go.
That cracked me up. That was good. Okay, so for those of you at home listening to this, I want you to say this out loud, or maybe even mumble it under your breath if you're listening to a podcast. And I want everybody to say, what is the point of Love Island? Ashley, I want you to announce it to the group here. Maybe there's one new person watching right now. What is the point of Love Island?
Love Island. Like the point of the show?
Yeah, the point of the show.
Honestly, isn't it? It's a game to win the money.
Right.
No?
In order to do so, what do you have to do?
Find love along the way. Find a partner that you can make it to the end to convince us that, hey, they deserve the money and they're together. They deserve the money.
So what the fuck was Ace's speech? I want to know.
No, you mean Ace's speech for Huda?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Don't get me wrong. It's hilarious. But he's 100% wrong.
No, but he also doesn't like her.
Exactly. This is it right here. Cicely's recap. Find a business partner. Exactly. What does Huda and Jeremiah have? Now, look, don't get me wrong. I really do think they two genuinely like each other. I do think they do. However, it's about finding a business partner. And that's exactly. You know what I mean? It's exactly that, right? So for me, you know what I mean? Hello. But Ace, every time Ace says something, I feel like he's saying something to like have that wow moment or like to have the viral moment
He's not serious. Did you not see when they called Jeremiah to couple up with Iris? He literally laughed out loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who'd have been given Ace the high side? Exactly. And my thing is this.
Yeah, for
everybody,
sure.
I remember a few days ago, I posted on Threads. I was like, man, Ace is getting on my damn nerves. Ace is playing our girl Shelly, who deserves way more than what that man's been bringing to the table, and played her to her face. One day is making her breakfast, planning yoga. The next day, he didn't even make her breakfast. He brought that breakfast right to Iris.
Did you see their face? Like,
yeah.
Like I didn't understand that either.
Me neither. Made no sense at all.
And I hate to use age, but I think he is the youngest on the show.
Ace is?
Yeah, I think Ace is the youngest on the show. I think he's 22.
He's 22? Why does he look like he's
Stop it. Because Pepe and Jalen.
He's 22? What the?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you check it?
Yeah. He's 22. Yeah. All right. So Shelly's 27. Huda's 24. Bella-A was 22. Alondria's 27. Yulissa was 27. Sierra 25. Amaya 25. Hannah 23. Ace 22. 24. Taylor. Taylor doesn't look 24 either. Nick's 24. Austin 26. Jeremiah 25. Charlie 27. Okay. That's
so Charlie's the oldest.
Yeah, Charlie, 27 is the oldest. Taylor's 27, too. I think I saw it. But, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And did you like, follow or know of Ace before he was on the show?
So, somebody had sent me a video of him once. And I just remember, I didn't know of him. But I remember seeing the videos that I've seen of him now of, like, teaching people how to dance. I was like, who is this guy? Now he's like always in every one of my ads. He's always on my For You page. I'm like, get this dude off my page. Like, you know.
The funny thing is I saw one video of his and it wasn't the dancing video. It was the video of him getting every one of his siblings tattooed on him.
Yeah.
That was how I was introduced to him. But no, I see him and I see Jeremiah. If I see another ad with Jeremiah in it,
no longer exactly. I followed him, was rooting for him, and no longer exactly.
Oh,
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people, they're like, oh, I loved Ace, and now he's on the show, and they're like, no. Because he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, not kind of. He was like, this is my thing. Don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't call me babe.
So what are you here for?
I want everybody to listen to this podcast. Go comment on one of his pages. Say babe. That's all I want everybody to say is babe. I want it to be like a viral sensation that everybody just comments babe on every single one of his posts.
He should not be on any love, nothing. No, I can't love nothing.
He's 22. That makes more sense to me than anything in the world now.
Yeah, I kept that in my mind because I'm like, meaning age really doesn't mean anything. Like you can be super mature and be 22 years old. But he's definitely, he needs to be on another show. Maybe put him on the challenge or something, Squid Games, something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, there's. I think we're gonna see Jalen. I think Jalen Ace definitely will be on the challenge in the near future. I love Sicily recaps. He wants Huda mic drop. It's interesting. Exactly.
Why does everybody keep saying he wants Huda?
He needs an end game. That's what he's trying to get. Maybe that's what. Maybe he'll be the baby daddy.
Wait, DJ, why'd you say he was salty?
He just thinks that he's salty for some reason. Like, he's always salty, I think. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's never happy.
Ever. All right. So we had 2 votes Charlie, 2 votes Huda. It all came down, and 1 vote for Taylor. It all came down to Amaya. This, to me, there's been absolutely, positively no surprise here. Charlie regrets in his head. He was sitting on there thinking, oh my God, Amaya is the last person to go. I shouldn't have approached her. I shouldn't have said that I wanted to approach her, because now it's going to turn around and it's going to bite me in the butt. And you know what? It did. And I'm not sad. I'm not really sad to see Charlie go. But I'm saying of the three people on my screen.
Okay.
I want a Huda to stay. I want a Huda to stay. Why? Because now it's going to be the Huda revenge tour. And that's going to be incredible. And then there's Taylor, who we just like Taylor. You know what I mean?
Well, I know we just like Taylor. For some reason, I don't know why I thought they said that the girls were going to be the one picking who stays or not.
This time, or so when, who was the, when we had the last recoupling, it was
the girls, boys chose.
It's girls is the next recoupling should the be next girls.
Should be girls. Okay. Right. So the next recoupling should be girls. But I just feel like if we couldn't get Huda out now, she's not.
I don't want Huda to go though. She's must see television though.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
So we keep Huda.
Jeremiah's crawling his butt back to her.
Okay, because I'm gonna miss sleeping next to you. I bet you are.
Yeah, you that's not the only thing you're gonna be missing.
Players. Exactly, because none of that's gonna be going on.
Maya, I'm trying to remember all the, we got Sierra, Hannah, right? Is that, let me, Huda, Sierra, Shelly, Alondra, Amaya, Hannah. Is that all the girls?
Yes. Sierra.
Yeah, so Huda, Sierra, Shelly, Alondra, Amaya, Hannah.
Yes.
Is that all 6 girls, right? All right, yeah. So what we're going to do right here, and I want everybody in the chat to share their thoughts as well. Before we go, we broke down the episode, and now we're going to break down who we think. I would probably be willing to bet it'll be Thursday, Friday's episode. I don't think it'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the drama that's unfolded from the madness that happened tonight. So I think it's probably Thursday or Friday we'll get the recoupling. So Ashley, we're going to pick the person. We're going to name the person. They're going to pick the person that they're going to recouple with, right? It'll be, depend on how they do the order. But for me, let's figure it out. Okay. Huda, we're going to assume the girls are making the picks is what we're going to assume right now, okay? So Huda, I think we both agree, is going to pick Jeremiah, right?
Of course.
That's a no-brainer. Picks Jeremiah, okay? Who does Sierra pick?
Nick.
Right? Shelly picks Austin.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I know.
This is where things get interesting. Okay, so this is where I want things to get interesting, and this is where I'm going to make us both use our thinking caps here. Now this is where it gets a little bit hard. Well, okay, no, I'm going to make Hannah next. Hannah is now obviously going to pick Pepe because she doesn't. Charlie's gone, right? All right, so now we have 2 people left. Okay, let's name the guys that are left. Okay, we have Jalen. Ace.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah, you already know where I'm going with this now. Jalen, Ace, and Taylor are left, right? That's the 3 men that are left. Okay. So Alondra. Who does Alondra pick?
She's gonna pick Jalen.
So okay. Now I have this thing. Now this just came to me, folks. This just came to me in my head as we're unpacking this. So let's just say she picks Jalen. Okay. Alondra picks Jalen. Who do we have left for Amaya?
Taylor.
And?
Ace.
Who is she going to pick?
Taylor.
He's gonna.
Oh no!
Exactly.
Oh no! Wait. So then Ace is gonna get kicked off?
I'm just saying, if it unfolds this way, Think about that for a second. The recoupling. Yeah. Oh, there's Iris. Iris. Oh, wait. No, timeout, guys. Timeout. Who's
Iris? Oh, Iris. Iris is coupled up with Jeremiah. Man. So man, then Iris will probably... Are you ready for Ace to leave?
Yeah, man. I had that. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I was...
Wait.
Oh, man. I was...
Ricky, man. you're ready for Ace to leave?
I was so ready, guys. I apologize to everybody. You know what? I'm just going to walk away, guys. I was so ready to get rid of it. Okay. I had it all made up in my head. Ace was gone.
So then who's going to leave?
I went through all the girls, and you done. I don't think nobody's going to leave then. What's the point of this shit?
No, I don't think anybody's getting kicked off, but they're probably going to bring more bombshells, no?
Oh, yeah. Well, so here we go. Now we're back to Ace being eliminated again. Got it. I'm ready.
Wait. Okay, now we get rid of Ace.
Yeah, I mean, because they have to bring two more. So, but don't they, whenever they do the bombshells, it's the girls picking, so they probably will bring, no, they just brought in two guys and a girl, so.
Okay, but they need to bring something in for the girls, okay? They need to bring, if they bring in another two girls.
Look, Hamilton, I understand it. Ace is great television, but I'm mad at him for what he did to Shelly, okay?
Yeah, he's like playing in Shelly's face, and we love Shelly.
We're all down bad for Shelly, okay?
Yeah, he's Hamilton. He's playing in Shelly's face.
Right in her face. That makes me mad. That's the only reason why. All right. That's why I'm down bad. All right. Now, so that's what we need. We need, there's too many people in this house.
No, they already said, like, who's going to sleep? He's going to be saying, we're here to find new connections. And listen,
Hamilton might be my new favorite person, man. I love this guy already.
I just feel like they need to bring in maybe another guy. Maybe the next bombshells is going to be another guy and another girl. Just
need,
one and one.
We need, but then that makes it even still, though.
Oh, but honestly, there's not enough beds for these people at this point.
We need to kick some people out.
Yeah, and Austin needs to go, and they need to bring a bombshell in for Shelly.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 1,000%. Yeah, Shelly is great. And see, the thing about it is we need to get rid of the Make-A-Wish kid. They just need to be like, hey, we fulfilled your wish. Adios, Austin.
Where Austin is officially the Make-A-Wish kid.
He is. It's, well, look, he let America down. I don't care what anybody says.
He knows why he chose who he chose. He knows why he chose who he chose.
Yeah,
where did it come from? Like, him choosing Taylor, where did that come from?
I know where it came from.
Hey, no, I know.
I'm going to have to ask a question. Where was Austin on January 6th? All right. No, we're getting too crazy here. All right. Come on. All right. We're getting too crazy here. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We're calmed down. Golly.
Okay. So let's see. The recoupling is probably going to be soon. So Huda's not going to have to sleep without Jeremiah for too long. Okay. It'll probably be Thursday. I feel like there'll be a recoupling.
Yeah. So tomorrow, I would assume, so looking at how they edit the episodes, it almost seems like they edit two episodes back to back, right? So they probably filmed Saturday, and that's what we got tonight was Sunday, and they probably filmed, so I think tomorrow's night's episode is going to be very much a aftermath of what happened. I don't feel like we're going to kind of get like a dead episode almost, like it's just going to be the aftermath of this entire thing, right? Because Ariana only shows up like twice a week, you know what I mean? She's like, hey, I'm here. She looked pretty good tonight, though. But her outfit was weird. Her outfit's so weird.
Needs to bring the wig back. I liked her with the dark hair.
Yeah, same.
She looked amazing.
So the aftermath, that's about it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be a great episode to watch, but I just don't feel like there's going to be anything like surprises, anything. So it's going to be, to me, it's going to be very much a holy shit, Huda and Ace. I'm ready. Because we saw the clips of it, though. Like, Jeremiah and Ace.
It's going to be Huda and Ace. Huda and Nick.
Yeah.
She's keeping tabs on whoever was trying to get her away from her man at this point.
Yeah. And then I just want to, like, there's going to be a, like, so Sierra, I mean, again, the big question is like, I want to see what happens with, like, Alondria, Shelly, Austin. Does that really,
Ariana doesn't do it for me, but Brianna is fire.
So my question is, does him voting for Taylor possibly hinder his relationship with Shelley? You know, like that to me is exactly
to me it would. Like I would be giving him the side eye. I would be like, okay, I need to get rid of him.
Yeah. Can we like I want somebody like to be like videotaping Shelly the moment she finds out that she spent like 18,000 days with a Trump supporter.
Did you see the coming attractions for the next episode?
Yeah. It's gonna be a crazy episode. You know what I mean?
Alondra. I can't get her name right. Did you see what she said? She said it's something that America knows that we don't know.
Right, yeah. And I think they're talking about, especially with like,
I think it's with Huda.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, I mean, it's 100% that. And that's going to be interesting because it'll be a banger of an episode. And you know what? We'll wrap it up on that. Ashley, this was great first foray into the world of Love Island.
Guys, folks, had so much fun.
You can join us. We're going to do this every Sunday. Every Sunday, we're
going
Right after the episode, we're going to break down. Sunday seems to be the most impactful episode. We'll talk about, you know, you'll see us talking. Make sure to get us on the socials. I put both of our socials in the comments or in the chat here. You'll see us talking about it a lot. This is not going to be the only show Ashley and I are covering. We're going to talk about a lot of shows. She's going to join me here each and every Sunday. We're going to be breaking down Love Island, but don't forget to check out some other recaps in between there. Follow us on the socials to see what we're going to be breaking down. But we appreciate everybody in the comments chiming in throughout the episode. That's awesome. We love the love. And yeah, we appreciate you guys. Like I said, every Sunday, 9:15-ish. I need this every day. I'll put this out there as well. If we get crazy episodes, if we get crazy episodes, be on the lookout because we will do special episode podcasts throughout the week as well. Because again, if there's a recoupling on Thursday, you can expect to hear from us on Thursday. You know what
Pretty
I mean?
Much.
we will be here breaking down everything. Don't worry. We can rely on us being here for that. But Ashley, thanks for joining me in this first episode. Everybody in the chat, thank you so much. We'll be back very, very soon.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.